Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Podcast Magazine series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm a radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind that online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today, if your career is stuck, whether it's within your company or it's your search for a job that's hit a wall, boy, do we have a great guest for you. We have Dana Manciogli, a veteran hiring executive from Microsoft Kodak, as well as startups. And she is sharing the mistakes that sabotage your chances of making your next career move. Her book, Cut the Crap, Get a Job, a new job search process for a new era, also delivers new techniques to stand out in the most competitive job market ever. So welcome, Dana.
Welcome. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure. And I got to say, the first question I had when I saw your information come over was, what is Cut the Crap? I mean, about the title, Cut the Crap, Get a Job. What is the crap?
The crap comes in two forms, Stacey. It comes in mistakes and excuses that most job seekers make that prohibit them from being the best and getting that job faster. So I felt the need to address the crap before delivering a brand new process.
Okay, well, that makes lots of sense, and obviously the title gets your attention, right? You know, it's like, okay, no more excuses, no more mistakes, let's go. And now the second half of the subtitle of that, you're talking about a new era. What is the new era, and what are the reasons behind it?
There are numerous reasons for the new era, but I'll highlight the top two changes. And the first one is the most obvious, and it's competition, both within a company to move forward and get promoted, as well as to find a job externally. It's so much tougher. People are staying in their role longer, and it's just a congested market, about 250 resumes per job. The second major change is technology. There's new technology used on the hiring company side called application tracking systems, and you, the candidates, need to also use technology such as social media and your Microsoft Outlook and Office tools to get a job today.
Now, you've got a ton of experience as a hiring manager, I think 30-plus years, right? So
yes, absolutely.
What are those chronic mistakes that you see that really hurt a job seeker, whether it's someone who's trying to advance, get a promotion within the same company they're working at right now, or externally as they look for a new job?
Oh, the mistakes and excuses range all the way through the job search process. And they start with not having a clear job search goal right at the beginning. So if you can't articulate, I want to be this, and state the function and the industry, then that's going to get off to a bad start. And then the mistakes continue all the way through interview bloopers that are chronic. Follow-up, applications are terrible, typos, the list goes on. So it's unfortunately, they're all written out in my book in order of the process from start to finish because there are so many of them, and it's getting worse.
So you have a blueprint for people to start. Start where you start and all the mistakes that you're making, and that could be while you're even setting that career job search goal, the job search goal itself. You know, maybe looking for something based upon salary versus based upon your talents and skills, you know, that sort of a thing. So you have that nice blueprint for anyone out there in Cut the Crap, right? So, yeah. Now, I know you mentioned in the book and in our conversations that you had a story about Jonathan who interviewed
Jonathan,
for a position.
Absolutely. And there are many Jonathans out there, but the most recent experience was with this candidate, Jonathan, who came in to interview for a position on my team at Microsoft, which I just retired from in March. And Jonathan, unfortunately, stepped in a number of crap. And it started with him being late for the interview. And when I say late, people, everyone says, what, are you kidding? But so many people are late. So I give the rule, if you're not 30 minutes early in the lobby, you're late. You've got to scope out the parking. It's amazing. So not only was he late, then he came into the first interview, and he didn't have copies of his resume. He assumed, well, you must have it somewhere on your computer. Big mistake. Come in with a folio. Have your resume. Have handouts. Have a pen and paper, which is the third thing Jonathan didn't have. You mean I'm going to give you some insights about Microsoft and you're not going to write them down? He had nothing in his hands. So there's a sense of entitlement or, hey, I'll just remember everything. Big mistake. And finally, John rambled on in an interview, and we're all nervous in interviews. I've been on the interview side of the table as well, and we tend to go on and on. So what I share in my book is the Dana's Law of Threes for interviewing. And you say three short things to an answer to that question, and you stop talking. So Jonathan needed to punch three things and shut up, because we'll ask him for more, but he's got to stop talking and show he's got himself together.
Well, I mean, those are some, that seems to be common problems, mistakes that people have. Now, I have a question for you here. And if you were everyone's fairy job mother and could wave a magic wand across job seekers everywhere to change just one thing, what would that one thing be?
It would be to stop applying and prepare first. I would have them first just take a deep breath, get ready to apply, and don't just send in a resume. You would then prepare and do a new thing called a candidate packet. And you'd present yourself in such a remarkable way.
So what is a candidate packet? Yeah.
You bet. Well, let's go back to resumes. Why not a resume? Everyone's saying, oh no, this is what do you mean? Resume, whoever invented them ought to be exiled. And why? Because from a hiring manager perspective, they don't tell me anything about you. They are a chronological document of your work history. So it doesn't help say, why should I hire Sally for my position? So if you prepared against the job description, the candidate packet has a new layer sitting right on top of your resume in the same Word document. And it's a one-page, two-column Word doc where you simply spell out the job description on the left and you say, what are Sally Smith's skills on the right? You, the candidate. Boom. For me, the hiring manager, you've just audited yourself. You've just shared exactly your capabilities against what I'm looking for. And every other candidate is just submitting a resume, stand out, be different, and sell yourself. Because, folks, it's not about you. It's about the hiring manager.
Right. So basically, it's make the hiring manager's job as easy as possible.
Bingo.
Yeah, well, I know how that is here in the publicity world. That's what we have to do with the media. Yeah. It's the same thing. You make their job as easy as possible. Now, I'm sure our listeners would love to hear more, and of course they can in your book, Cut the Crap, Get a Job. But what is the most important thing for job seekers to remember out there?
I want them to remember that it is super hard out there. It's frustrating, demoralizing, and often just flat-out depressing. And I've been in job search mode numerous times, both within my company and looking outside. It is not fun, and you're in good company. But you need to run your job search like a business project. So take that challenge and spend a lot of time. It takes more time, process, discipline, and follow-up. There are no shortcuts. And the good news, Stacey, is help is everywhere. Invest in yourself to get the right books. Books are under $20. Follow the blogs, the YouTubes. Everything's out there for you. So go grab it, run it like a business, and get a job faster.
Well, you know what, Dana, you've had some really good information here. And for everyone out there, you can learn more about Dana Mantiagli to check out her site, which we'll spell for you, which is Dana, like Dana, D-A-N-A. Mantiagli is M-A-N-C-I-A-G-L-I, Dana Mantiagli.com. And again, she is author of Cut the Crap, Get a Job, and is a keynote speaker, consultant, and writer for the Career Mojo column in business journals around the country. You can connect with her on her site and everywhere on social media. So, Dana, thank you so much for a great, informative interview.
Thank you, Stacey. On behalf of Annie Jennings, thank you for the time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing tips in their posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that could be perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.